إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوة وأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بعض الحمد للمحدث والمستجمر في الصلاة وقياد الصغار وما شك في نجاتك بشتى الصدور كريم المحدث المحدث is the one that has visual intuity. Take for instance somebody who has urinated or defecated. So Karim al-Muhdith, that is referring to possibly a young lady that has a fetus or urine on this body, that is urinated or defecated. So that is what is meant by Hamlu al-Muhdith. What the search means, likewise the one that has used a stone or soup to clean oneself. His salah, carrying such a person in salah, likewise he has kivah, the garment of the young ones that has filled. وَمَا شَكَّ فِي نَجَاسَتِهِ and what he has doubts concerning is najasa is being filthy. عن أبي قتادة أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي وهو حامل أمامة وهو حامل أمامة بنت زينب بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أبو قتادة said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would observe الصلاة وهو حامل أمامة. That was in the Quran. When you say وهو حامل أمامة, that would be mudaf ilayhi. But the umama here would be a noun that takes a fatia, the place it is what is kept from. So awa hamilu umamata, awa huwa hamilu, hamilun umamata. So umamata there would be not really in this. So why he was carrying Umama binti Zainab, that is the city as Mudafi Lay. So binti Zainab, our binti Zainab, the daughter of Zainab, binti Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in turn was the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'idha rafa'a, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Rukur, وَضَعَهَا, he will put Adam. وَإِذَا قَامَ, when he rules, حَمَلَهَا, he will carry her. He will carry her. مُتَّفَقًا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الْقَصَرِ. If you look at the hadith, it shows that if there is need for one to carry a baby in Salah, there is nothing wrong with this. There is no harm. If one carries a baby in Salah, so Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do that. Likewise, the situation that one of the grandsons, so to say, of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Hassan or Al-Hussein, climbed on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he was in sujood. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hurry him off, so he allowed him to satisfy himself before he rose his head or before he rose from sujood, before he rose from sujood. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times who carry Umana, the daughter of Zainab, the wife of Abu al-As ibn Rajib, at times will do that. But the reason the author has brought the hadith is to tell us that there's nothing wrong in doing that. But let's assume that the baby has urinated in the maybe the diaper that she was putting or is putting on, she's putting on or is putting on. So can we carry such a baby? If it is confirmed in a situation like that, so that is not permissible. But if there is no proof in that, the fact that the baby is not performing ablution, that doesn't mean you cannot carry I hope you get. But if what, if there is a fuse in the current of the baby, then that is, if you have the ruling of somebody carrying a fuse, carrying what? A fuse. But if there is no fuse, the fact that the baby has no ablution doesn't mean you cannot carry her. And that's why the author gave the title, Babu Hamlil Muhdith, the chapter of carrying a muhdith. If anybody who doesn't have ablution is a muhdith. Anybody who does not have ablution is a muhdith. So we can carry a muhdith. So that is really the author has brought it. But if there is filth in the garment, then in that case, we should not carry the baby because of the filth that he or she has in the garment, because of the fuel that he or she has in the garment. But if it is, what is it called? If it is hadath, that is the ritual impurity, that is involved, he can carry her or carry him in that situation, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who carry Umana, the daughter of Zainab, bint Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, to carry put other, that's the harakat, movement, action. So that's an offer and pursuit of Salah. So that's why some scholars will say there is no evidence that the harakat should not be more than 3. Some say if it is 3 or above, that once prayer is invalidated. But there is no evidence, because when we look at the carrying, the dropping of the baby, carrying of the baby throughout the salah, maybe it's two rakat salah, that will be 4 times or more. So that shows the haraka that is not part and parcel of salah. If it is more than 4 or more than 3, you can't see the salah is part of that. Unless if you say that the one who is doing that cannot be said to be observing Salah, that the person is what? He is clean. Then in that case, you see Salah is Babilah. One Abi Hurayra said, Kunna nusalli ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Isha. Huwa dha salat al-Isha wa Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'idha sajada wasab al-Hassan wal-Husayn ala dhahri. Whenever a prosperous church, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein would watch with John's or his back. فَإِذَا رَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ when he raised his head, أَخَذَهُمَا أَخْذًا رَقِيقًا رَقِيقًا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ. So he would gently take them away from his back. وَيَضَعُهُمَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ and would put them on the ground. فَإِذَا عَادَ أَعَادَ that is when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم went for prostration again, عَادَ he will come again حَتَّى قَضَى صَلَاةَ till to finish the salah. ثُمَّ أَقْعَدَ أَحْدَهُمَا عَلَى فَخِذَيْهِ then he put one of them on his side. قال he said فَقُلْتُ إِلَيْهِ then I rose to him. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I said, O Messenger of Allah, أَرُدُّهُمَا should I take their boots to their parents? فَبَرْقَصُمْ so there was a kind of light. فَقَالَ لَهُمِ الْحَقَّ بِأُمِّكُمَا he said to both of them, go to your mother. That is, it was during the time of Isha, so it will be dark. So Abu Hurairah wanted to take the two of them to their mother. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not responded when the kind of light appeared. That is, the two boys or the two children could see through the light. So it is what? It is the barakah that these are foolish. فَمَكَتَ دَوْءُوَا أَسْتَعَدَ فَنَا so the light of that barakah that is had enlightened, so to say, so remained the good child, good children in touch to meet their mother. So this hadith is said to be authentic by a lot of scholars. And the hadith of Asan that I quoted, or the same that I quoted earlier, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at times to be praying, and the tribe would take him at the mount, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not reach him until they satisfy themselves to be a kind of support for this. But this, you see that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed one of them on his watch, on his side. This is carrying somebody on his watch who is having ritual impurity. One is having ritual impurity. You know, the young boy did not have watch ablution. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ablution, it was in salah. So carrying a boy who did not have ambition, there is nothing wrong with that. But if there is filth, that is physical impurity on the body of the child, in a situation like that, it should not be okay for one to carry him or her. And that is why the mother who carries a baby in salah, if she is sure that the baby as defecated in the diaper or as urinated, it is not okay for her to carry the baby, because this is the ruling of somebody who carries filth and pray with filth. So this is wrong. So such a person will have no salah. But if she is not sure, she carries. The fact that the baby does not have ablution, because not anyone can not carry him or her out of this place. So if one is not sure, one carries. So if they are sure that the baby has youth on his body, has a physical impurity on his body, or a body in a situation like this, we should not carry him or her. So please to benefit from the two ahadith. وعن عائشة قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي من الليل وانا الى جنبه وانا قاعد وعلي مرط وعليه بعض رواه مسلم وابو داود وابن ماجه. عائشة رضي الله عنها said in حجة الله صلى الله عليه وسلم at night وانا الى جنبي and I was by side وانا قاعد and I was menstruating. وَعَلَيَّ مِرْتُمْ and I had a garment or a kind of, what do you call it? You can call it the blanket. وَعَلَيْهِ بَعَدُ and part of it was on the letting of Allah from Allah وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So meaning, the garments who touch the body of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Aisha radiallahu anha was also menstruating. So it was because I was menstruating that the garment should not touch the body. The garment should not touch the body. Unless it is confirmed that the blanket itself had what? Had killed. But somebody who is menstruating, that his way is not pure, who is ritually impure, if the person puts on a garment or holds a garment and that garment touches him, it's not a garment to the filth. It's not a garment to the filth that touches one. Then there is no harm. When it is one that has filth, that is what should be avoided. So, وَعَيْشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ عَيْشَةَ مِنْ أَلَّهِ تِلِيُّ أَخِرْ كَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ سَلَمْ لَا يُصَلِّي فِي شُعُرِنَا فِي شُعُرِنَا فَإِنَّ فَاللَّهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰهُ سَلَمْ would not pray in our shu'r, that is, at times to avoid praying in our hearts. In our shu'ur, what is shu'ur? The plural of shi'ar. Shi'ar is like what in this instance is like our wrapper, what our izar. But shi'ar is the inner garment that one puts on. So like the singlet, for instance, can be called what? Shi'ar. We call shi'ar. Why the upper one we call what? The part. So the singlet that you are putting on, the t-shirt you are putting, are wearing under, the underwear can be called what? Shi'ar. So what in this instance now, it means what? The wrapper, the izar that you wear. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not make our wrapper, would not be in it. You know, at times, a man may take the wrapper of his wife and watch and tie it around himself. I think I've understood this. So maybe at home, for instance, takes one of the wrapper of the baby of the wife and tie it. So the man does it at times. And you know the Arabs, in the past, they used to tie wrapper. So if a man ties the wrapper of his wife outside, maybe to Salah, for instance, or inside the house to play with it, is there anything wrong in that? There is nothing wrong in it. But at times, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam avoid this because the garment that is a wrapper now, it contains what? It contains filth, like the blood of Hajj. So you avoid this. And that's why she said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يصلي في شعرنا. So, Allah, Ahmad, Abu, Dawud, Trimini, or Sahaha. فلفظ في لفظ الترمذي لا يشتري في لحف نسائه يغطي في لحف لحف So you also translate it to mean what? Maybe a blanket for wash or a wrapper. So this is what to be on the same side. But ordinarily, Aisha Raja Lanya said, a bench will bring a part of the garment will be on the person of Allah. That is part of the wrapper or part of the blanket will be upon the person of Allah. Why they have the are fit together on the same bed. So most of the time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will sleep on the same bed with his wife. Whenever it's on the home or staying of the wife, he will sleep on what? On the same bed. And the watch, he will also cover themselves with the same wrapper. So this is what? This is the bed. This is the bed. But if a man has his own separate room, he has his own separate bed, is there anything wrong in that? No. But what is better is for him to sleep on the same bed with his wife. That is what? That is the bed. That is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do most of the time. So that's why he says that if you have what? Expect bed. That is one will be for what? Shaitan. Unless if you have a bed that maybe you are somebody that receives guests most of the time that people will come to you. But for you to just leave empty rooms, no with beds, nobody sleeping there, this will be what? The Shaitan. So if you have one that is for you, one for your wife, like that. So as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is okay. But if there is no one that is occupying it, so this will be what? It shall come to be for the time. Unless if it is meant for the purpose of when you have a visitor that comes to visit and they want to sleep out there, if that is the reason why that pit or that bed has been kept, then there is no harm in that. So the Messenger of Allah, Allah will sleep with his wife on the same bed and he will cover themselves with the same wrapper. And when it was time for salah at night, the Messenger of Allah, Allah will pray. Why part of the garment will be upon? Will be upon him. So what happens? He will avoid praying in their garments because of what? Fear of having been tainted by blood. So, Allah Ta'ala. So, inshallah, we stop here. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Praying with the garments or praying while passing the garments. Yeah. I know this, you know the blanket. The blanket. So that you use to cover yourself. And the big one that will cover you and your wife, for instance. So if you get up, for instance, and you are praying very close to the bed, you know, Aisha, as she said, at times the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever he wanted to do sujood, she said, "Ramazani, he will touch me so that I can watch, lift up, so that I could lift up my watch, my leg." The room wasn't that big; it wasn't a spacious room. So the bed space, after the bed space, only very little space is left that somebody can watch. So, and whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was praying, so most likely he will touch, the head will touch the feet. Tamam, letto Aisha radıyallahu anha is she spread out the legs. So the izar would be the lihaf now, the blanket would be so big that part of it would be falling on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I think that is what is meant for Allah.
Why is the Mithra going to claim that I'm not the father of
Now, that's what it is, what it is permissible to do that. They will say what Umama to Bintu, Reina. So they will say that. That is to let us know that it is Umama, the daughter of Zainab, that they are referring to. Now, the name of the old man is Abul Asi ibn Rabi'. Say they say Umama Bintu Abul Asi ibn Rabi'. So one might not understand that you are referring to the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is permissible to do such when it is intended for something not that one does not want to ascribe the child to the father. So you can also ascribe a child to his mother if that is what will make the people quickly identify the child. So take for instance the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who refer to Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu as what? So Ibn Ummi Abd, the son of Ummu Abd, that is Ummu Abdullah bin Mas'ud. So the son of the mother of Abdullah bin Mas'ud. So likewise Amru bin Ummi Maktoum. So that companion that we call Adan or Suf. So this is permissible if it's not with intention of not wanting to ascribe them to their father. The way you can ascribe a child to his father, you can also ascribe a child to his or her mother. So, Allah Akbar. Does the baby? Now the question is somebody who has paternity. He has paternity to keep the baby down, but he decides to carry the baby in Salah. Does that invalidate the Salah? No. You can't say it invalidates the Salah. So what if one can watch avoid this is better. This is better. What is not okay that some of the men would do is to bring their babies to the masjid. So this is not okay. For some of them, maybe because of the hadith of Umama, so they felt it's something that everybody can do. So, for this, the difference is that the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just some steps from the masjid. The child or the children will come to the masjid by themselves. They will come to the masjid by themselves. And maybe when the father or the grandfather was praying, they will point on him. No, at times they could watch, they could disturb him. So he will carry them by carrying Umama for the service. So if there is no need, one should avoid that. One should avoid it. But if there is need, one carry. But for us to say, maybe they do the carry that is invalidating the solar, I can't say that. But if there is no need, this should be avoided. But what is wrong is for people to now keep to that. Coming to the matrix, maybe for about let's say 1 kilometer or half a kilometer. The most is about maybe 1 kilometer or half a kilometer from the matrix. You bring the child all the way from what? From your home to the matrix. So this is what is not okay. If the mother does that, that is different thing. But if the father doing that, so some will say when you are leaving the house and the child wants to go with them, are you going to play, play or you are going to play? So if you are going to play, then you leave the child wants to play, you are going to pray. So you leave the child at home with the mother, let them be playing together. But you bringing the child to the masjid and carrying the child, so this is not something that is okay. So using the hadith of Umama as evidence will be what? Will be out of it. It's not something that goes. Because ordinarily the children of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or his grandchildren, they watch, they will come to the masjid. Huh? Let's say this is the masjid, so just some steps away from what the door of the masjid is the house of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the children will creep into the masjid and watch, they will disturb. So that is different from somebody deliberately bring the children from home to the masjid, all in the name that they will cry if he doesn't bring them to the masjid. So this should be avoided. Allah Akbar. If I get the question well, a child you related on our garment. On our own garment.
Okay.
Now, what does that got to do with you? Okay, what I call it is Salah, outside Salah. Now, I want to talk about Ghaslu. Ghaslu is when you pour water on something and you squeeze it. You squeeze it like this, you have done the Ghaslu of what? Of the towel. Is that clear? But when you just sprinkle water on it, this is called what? A natural. So it's not a must that you use soap to wash it before it can wash, before the urine can be removed or the feces can be removed. So what matters is that you squeeze it so that the fluid will be removed. So it is only in situations where you are instructed to do certain things. Like if there is if it is blocked, for instance, so you are asked to watch, so also try to scrape it. And the Messenger of Allah said, Tutihi, that is to scrape it. Then, you sprinkle water on it, then you wash it. So he commanded three things. So in a situation like that, you do what you are asked to watch to do. But when nothing is recommended, especially water, you pour water on it and you squeeze it, you have washed it. Huh? You have washed it. So Allah Akbar. Okay.